Limiting warming to 1.5 degrees is not impossible, but will require unprecedented transitions in all aspects of society.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want? When do we want it?
This is a question of survival, basically.
We're talking about hundreds of millions of people migrating. We're talking about the possibility of countries disappearing in their entirety. We're talking about a world that is totally transformed. Already, 85% of the world's population has been affected by human-caused climate change.
Historically, Africa is responsible for only 3% of global emissions. And yet, some Africans are already suffering some of the worst and brutal impacts of climate change.
Think about the fact that the US has emitted a quarter of emissions historically. Africa has emitted 3% of emissions historically. And the US is able to isolate itself, to pay for adaptation, to pay for the costs in a way that developing countries in sub-Saharan Africa and across the globe just can't.
Oh, that's a horse! What the?
So climate change is a justice issue on many different levels.
We are being betrayed by those in power, and they are failing us. But we will not back down. And if you feel threatened by that, then I have some very bad news for you. We will not be silenced, because we are the change, and change is coming whether you like it or not.
So to me, climate justice doesn't just have to be about reducing greenhouse gas emissions. What happens to families, what happens to individuals, what happens to communities?
What do we want?
Climate justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Climate justice!
When do we want it?
I'm about to leave the world and leave it behind me with all the mess, whereas young people have to grow up into it. So the hope is absolutely crucial if we're to get through this.
Leaders keep praising young people for standing up and protesting, but saving the world needs action. It needs decisions from the leaders, decisions that prioritize the lives of the people and the planet. And that is not something that we are doing. The words of the leaders are not matching up with their actions.
Words. Words that sound great, but so far has led to no action. Our hopes and dreams drown in their empty words and promises. Of course, we need constructive dialogue, but they've now had 30 years of blah, 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 and where has that led us?
Limiting warming to 1.5 degrees is not impossible, but will require unprecedented transitions in all aspects of society.
This is a question of survival, basically.
Thank you.